there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Welcome to the podcast of the Green River Pentecostal Church. Our prayer is that you will be blessed and encouraged as we step into the living streams of God's holy word. The Green River Pentecostal Church is located at 7337 Kentucky Highway 698, Houstonville, Kentucky. Now let us turn our attention to the message.
Amen. You may be seated. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. Now, we've not left the message that we've been preaching for a few weeks. Prior to our revival, we'll get back to that at one point. But this is something that's been laying on my heart for the last few days. Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. And I want to preach on the only way. Look at your neighbor and say, the only way. Hosea 14, verses 1 through 9. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods, for in thee the fatherless find mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? And I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways. And I want you to notice here that there is a use of the plural. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. The scripture said the ways. Again, plural. Say it with me. The ways. The ways of the Lord, they're right. All the time. The ways of the Lord are right. But today I'm going to preach on the only way. Because the reality of it is, even though there are ways that God moves for a particular time, for a particular season, even though there is a multiplicity, there is also many times just one way. And I want to deal with the way of the Lord, the only way. I began to think about, in Genesis chapter 6, how the Bible said that man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and how that the sons of God came and they mixed with the daughters of men. They found them fair, or the sons of God came and they mixed with the daughters of men. And in that time there were giants in the land. But the Bible goes on to describe that how the thoughts of man, they were on evil continually. And it grieved God, Brother Bill, that he had even made man. And he determined that he was going to destroy all of humanity. But the Bible said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I have no way of knowing how many people were on the face of the earth. But I know that during that time, the Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And that there were seven other family members that he had. He had himself, he had his wife, he had his three sons, and their three wives. And Noah, because of Noah's way of righteousness, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that God spoke to him and said, build an ark. What's an ark? He said that my soul will not always strive with men, and that a man's days would be 120 years. So God gives Noah the commandment to build a way. God gives Noah the pattern, what to make the ark of, gopher wood, how long the ark should be, how wide the ark should be, how tall the ark should be, that it would have one single door, and that it would be with one single window. And Noah, you have 120 years to work on this ark, because I'm going to send a flood upon the earth. Now, I may not get this whole message preached this morning. Just help me while I'm doing it. And Noah began to believe God. Noah believed God, not just began, but he began to do what God told him. But what's a flood? Because the Bible said up to this time, the earth was watered by dew and by a mist that sprung up out of the ground. There had never been rain. We don't know that Noah had ever seen the sea. We don't know that there was ever anything that would indicate to the individuals what God was even talking about. But Noah heard what God said. And Noah responded to what God said by faith. And in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, verses 6 through 7, the Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Who's him? God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Somebody shout, he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then look what it says, by faith. Somebody shout, by faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. God, I don't know exactly what you're doing. God, I don't know what you have planned. God, in my history, I've never seen what you've talked about. But God, you've told me that there's something coming, and though I don't understand what tomorrow's going to hold, I know who holds tomorrow. And God, you've told me this is the way of escape. God, you've told me this is the way out. God, you've told me that this is what I need to do. And while I'm doing it, I'll still proclaim the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God, the judgment of God, because there is a judgment that's coming upon the world like the world's never conceived. But you know what they do? They laugh at him. They mock at him. And just like the Bible says in the book of Matthew and in the book of Luke, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in that day they did eat, they drank, they married, they gave in marriage, and did not know until the day
that the flood started. Oh, what was getting ready to happen. But I wonder, as the rain began to fall, as people began to look and see what was going on, I wonder if the laughter stopped, as the waters began to come up, as the fountains of the deep broke. I wonder if they began to get concerned. You see, God gave Noah 120 days or years. God gave Noah the pattern. Who in the world would understand how to build an ark? Who in the world would be able to know how to prepare for what was coming upon the earth? Listen to me today. You don't understand what's coming upon the earth. You don't understand that God is a consuming fire. You don't understand that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. You don't understand that God is angry with the wicked every day, and you don't understand the tender mercies of God. Let me tell you, today is a day that you need to move with fear. Today is the day to understand that God has provided the only way of salvation for Noah and his family. It was an ark, and friend, they were the only ones to receive salvation in the day of the flood. Noah, 7 days before the rains broke, God put him in the ark. God had told him, Noah, go get two animals, male and female, of all the unclean animals, and get seven animals of all the clean animals. And they began to come, and they began to go up in that ark. They sensed that something was happening. They sensed the call of God. Noah didn't have to go out and find them. The move of God, the call of God, brought them to where Noah was. And friend, 7 days prior to the flood, God shut Noah up in the ark. I want you to understand, when the end comes, there is no way to alter God's plan. It wasn't Noah that shut up the ark. It was God that shut up the ark. It was God that dictated and orchestrated all of this. Sinner, if you're here in this house, I wonder what you're going to do. God promised Noah that he would never destroy the earth by water, but you know there is a day that's coming of a fiery judgment. And even though there are people that say there are multiple ways, when it comes to Noah, he said there is only one way, and it's the plan of God. It is the vision of God. It's the power of God that is going to help you to escape if you'll do what Noah did and move with fear to get into the ark of safety. I wish somebody would give God glory in this house. Being warned of God of things not yet seen. Say, not yet seen. Friend, if you look in the Word of God at what's coming upon this world, the Bible said there is going to be a time of trouble as has not been from the foundation of the world, nor ever will be. I know that some of you are too busy watching your movies. Some of you are too busy living your life. Too many are drinking their alcohol, using their drugs. Too many are in the bed of fornication, not really observing the times. But I want you to understand, just as it was then, it is now. Somebody say, it is now. I don't know when the Lord's judgment is going to come, but I know that it is certain it is going to come. Wake up. There is a judgment coming, and there's only one way out of it. Can you give God glory in this house? Then let's move to the book of Exodus. I believe it's the 14th chapter. God has delivered Israel out of bondage. But there is a problem. There is God leading them to the wilderness that leads to the Red Sea. And after a few days, the children of Israel on the run, going toward the promised land, going toward Canaan land. Pharaoh, being prompted by the people of Egypt, because for 430 years they had been benefited by the efforts and by the labors of slavery that they had put the nation of Israel under. They had built all of their houses. They had built their pyramids. They had done their work, but now their firstborn son's now dead. Their slaves now gone. And they had not robbed, because the Bible said that the Egyptians gave the Hebrews the silver, the gold, the jewelry, and their garments. But now they were poor, where at once they were rich. Now there was no servants to do their menial tasks. And Pharaoh said, let's go back after those children of Israel and let us put them back in bondage. No, Moses now has them at the Red Sea. And Pharaoh was hard on their back, on the back of the group, with his chariots and with his mighty army. The people begin to complain. Moses goes before God, Brother Bill, in prayer. And God says, you take the rod. You take that rod, your shepherd's rod, that staff, and you hold it up and you speak. You speak to that sea. And the Bible said all of that night there was a brisk east wind. And you know what it did? It parted the sea. Look in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 29. By faith, somebody shout by faith. When Moses was 40 years old, he came to years. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Next verse. Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sinner, if you're in the house, sinner, if you're listening to this message by live stream or by podcast, you may be too busy enjoying your sin. You may be too high to get down from your cocaine, your drugs, your marijuana. You may get too drunk and think you're having a good party. But I'm going to tell you, sin is just for a season. Why in the world you want to continue knowing that the wages of sin is death? But I'm going to tell you that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Noah or Moses, he said, I'm not going to live in this sin. I am going to live by faith, for it's by grace through faith are we saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're not going to get saved because you sit in a Pentecostal church, because you're here this morning. You're not going to be saved because you're a Baptist. You're not going to be saved because you're a Methodist. You're going to be saved because of the glory and the mercies of God that you receive by faith. Give Him glory in this house. 26th verse, please. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Continue. By faith, somebody shout by faith. He forsake Egypt, or he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Let me tell you the lie of the devil. The devil wants you to think that if you turn from your sin, you're going to lose friends. Got news for you. He'll tell you the truth. But the friends you lose ain't worth having, because the only thing they're trying to do is pull you into their hell. The only thing they're trying to do is to pull you into their drama. The only thing they're trying to do is pull you into their bondages. The only thing they're trying to do is pull you into their prisons. The only thing they're trying to do is imprisoning you into their sins. But Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm here to tell you, the friend that'll steal from you is not a friend. The friend that'll push you to suicide is not a friend. But what a friend we have in Jesus. What peace we have in Jesus. What counseling we have in Jesus. What power we have in Jesus. What glory we have in Jesus. And the thing you may give up is only replaced by greater things. Greater is the poverty in Christ. It is better than the riches of Egypt. Egypt is going broke. Egypt is dying. Egypt is in a place of judgment. But the children of God are on their way to liberty. They're on their way to freedom. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, endured as seeing him who is invisible. Let's go on. Through faith, somebody shout, through faith. He kept the Passover and sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Next verse. By faith, somebody shout, by faith. Now I'm going to tell you, when I was a boy, I used to go every summer multiple times with my dad. We would go trout lining. We would go when the water was low. We would go when the rains came. We would go, but never, ever did we have the ability to move the water some to the left and some to the right. We had to either swim, wade, or use a boat. But God said, you take the rod, stretch it out over the sea. That night, God began to do something that only has been replicated two other times in the Bible. God began to make a dry ground where the sea was. And on the right side, he piled the waters up high. On the left side, he piled the waters up high. And Moses said, come on, boys and girls, 1.5 million of us, we're going to the other side. Pharaoh's army is still behind them, but he said, don't worry about it. God has got it all under control. I wish somebody would look at your neighbor and say, God has it all under control. You may not know how this thing's going to end, but God does. God's already made a way. God's already got a plan. God's already got it figured out, and we're going to be victorious if we by faith will follow the instructions of God and go his way, the only way that's going to be successful. I wish somebody had helped me preach in this house. By faith they passed. Somebody shout, they passed. Through the Red Sea as by dry land. And whenever Pharaoh and his army saw that it worked for the Hebrews, they got this idea that if they can do it, we can do it. Sometimes the greatest men in the earth are the dumbest people on the earth. I want you to know something. God makes a way, but he makes a way for his people. He makes a way, Brother Brandon, for individuals that will receive his instruction by faith. But let me tell you, you can sit there in those pews, you can be hard-headed, you can be stubborn, you can be rebellious, and think it's all going to be all right. I don't need God. I don't need his way. Well, ask Pharaoh. Ask the world during the days of Noah. Ask how it turned out for them. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. There's only one way. I said there's only one way. Even though there are ways, God didn't use the same system for Noah as he did for Moses. And he didn't use the same system for Moses as he did for Noah. I'm going to tell you today, there is a prescription. You've got to do it God's way. Just coming to church ain't going to cut it. Just giving in the offering plate ain't going to cut it. Just being in a baptistry sometime ain't going to cut it. You've got to go God's way. Give him glory in this house. Pharaoh said, come on, boys, we're going to get them. We're going to get them. By faith they passed, they being the Hebrews, through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do, attempting to do, planning to do, they were drowned. They were drowned. They were drowned. Why? Because the way was for the Hebrews. It wasn't for the Egyptians. It was for the Hebrews. Jeremiah chapter 10, and I'm going to quit with these two verses. I know in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You see, with all the things that's happening, with all the things that's going on, you're not going to be able to figure it out. Noah was a man of righteousness, but he wasn't able to figure it out. He was just able to follow the instruction. I wish somebody had helped me. Moses, though he was raised, Brother Beal, in the palace of the king, when he got up to the Red Sea and he saw the army behind him, he didn't have the power or the ability to figure out what do I do next. It was God that said, Moses, it may seem like a silly thing, but all I want you to do is take the rod and stretch it out over the sea. And when the time is right, you'll know it. And that next morning, that way was made. How many know he's a way maker? Listen to what the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verses 11 through 12. Two verses. I told you two verses, but I meant two sets. And then we're going to pray. You can go get our children. Proverbs 14, verse 11. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Can I tell you, sometimes God will tell us, even Christian people, we'll read his word, and there'll be something there that don't make sense to us. Or there'll be something there that we're supposed to do that we don't want to do because it don't satisfy the lust of the flesh, Brother Wendell. But can I tell you, it don't matter what it is. If God tells us to do it, we ought to do it. If it tells us not to do it, we need to stop it. Why? Because the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Next verse. There is a way. Now remember, our text verses said the ways of the Lord are right. But here's the issue. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof. Notice he goes from a singular to a plural. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Why? Because the inclination and the best laid plans of man are baited as a trap, because Satan uses the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. But God uses the things that are supernatural, the things that are godly, to try to lure us into what's best. Can I tell you this morning, God's not against you, He's for you. And God don't tell you not to get drunk because He hates drunks, because it's not good for you. God don't tell you to be sober because He don't want you to have a good time. God does it because, have you ever heard of fentanyl? Everybody in here has lost somebody because of it. We've had that big thing that we did here a few weeks ago. So why is it that the body screams? Do you think God has pleasure in you dying? Oh, but it'll never happen to me. Well, how many friends have you buried? There's only one way out. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's only one way to live, friend, and that's following the way of God. As you stand this morning, Brother Jason's not here. I guess he's across the street, which is fine. But I don't want to leave here. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to meet God today? Are you ready to meet God? Are you saved? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Are you in right relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you in a place that if the Lord should come back at this very moment, or going home, or going to the steakhouse, or going to the chicken house, if something happened, if somebody went in the other lane, are you ready to meet God? This morning I just want to pause for a moment. There's a way that you can be saved. Oprah said that all ways lead to heaven. No. That's not true. There's only one way, and it's God's prescribed. This morning, if you're here and you're lost or you're backslidden, before I tell you, you can go home, which I've not got you bound here. You can go home anytime you want to. But let me tell you, right now is the accepted time. Today's the day of salvation. Is there anybody that you need to walk out of them pews and come to this altar? I invite you to do that right now. I'm not going to tarry. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to plead. If the Spirit of God is not able to pull your heart, then nothing I say is going to be able. Is there anybody? You're lost today. You're backslidden today, and you want to be saved. Is there anybody? Father in heaven, as we come before you, Father, we pray that you would go with us, Father, this morning. Father, help us, O God, to keep ourselves in the love of God and, Lord, in the way of God. Now, Father, I ask you as we come to a close that you'd go with us, Father, Lord, that you would dwell with us and let us dwell with you. Father, we ask it, O God, that you go with us until we come in the glory of your presence. For, Lord, it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Remember service tonight at 6 o'clock. Remember that they have started a revival at Geneva Community Church with Brother Ron and Sister Edna Wagers. Service will go on through Wednesday night. I'm going to plan to be there tomorrow night. I would encourage you all to try to go.